Country Legends Jukebox with J. Dean, where the legends come alive.
Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to another Country Legends Jukebox. My name is J. Dean. Great show planned today. I have your Inspiration Corner coming up in about 6 minutes. Hank Williams recorded a big hit this week in history. That'll be coming up. But today I decided I'm going to feature the music of Hank Lachlan. Now, as we know, Hank Lachlan had the bulk of his hits on RCA with Chet Atkins as his producer. But the very first single that went number one for Hank Lachlan came before he went to RCA. It was on a label called Four Star, and it was number one for 3 weeks in a row, making it one of the biggest songs of Hank Lachlan's career. See if you can remember Hank Lachlan and Let Me Be the One.
Let me be the one to walk with you when you want somebody to talk with you. Anything that makes you happy, I wanna do. Oh, darling, let me be the one. Let me be the one who means the most, the one you wanna love and call your own. And when you choose your partner, I wanna be the choice. Oh, please, let me be the one. And when you want some loving, I'll know just what to do. Lots of hugging and a kiss or two. You gotta let me be the one. Let me be the one to take you out to your favorite places, you have no doubt. And when the evening's gone with a kiss goodnight, oh please let me be the one. And sorrows too. In all kind of weather, I wanna be with you. Oh, please let me be the one. Let me be the one to hold your hand when the preacher says, do you take this man? All these happy thoughts will mean so much fun if you'll only let me be the one.
It's all about the memories. The songs that bring back the memories of the days gone by. Let's hear another classic on Country Legends Jukebox with J. Dean.
I have the invitation that you sent me. You wanted me to see you change your name. I couldn't stand to see you wed another. But dear, I hope you're happy just the same. Wedding bells are ringing in the chapel. That should be ringing now for you and me. Down the aisle with someone else you're walking. Those wedding bells will never ring for me. I planned a little cottage in the valley. I even bought a little band of gold. I thought someday I'd place it on your finger. But now the future looks so dark and cold. Wedding bells are ringing in the chapel. I hear the children laughing now with glee. At home alone I hang my head in sorrow. For wedding bells will never ring for me. I fancy that I see a bunch of roses, a blossom from an orange tree in your hair. While the organ plays, I love you truly. Please let me pretend that I am there. Wedding bells are ringing in the chapel. Ever since the day you set me free, I knew someday that you would wed another. But wedding bells will never ring for me.
Country Legends Jukebox. It's a milestone for that song. It was 75 years ago this week, March 20th, 1949, Hank Williams waltzed into a studio in Nashville and recorded Wedding Bells. Another milestone is 50 years ago this week, Mel Tillis recorded his big number one hit called Stomp Them Grapes. You're going to hear that coming up in just a couple of moments from now. But first of all, welcome to your Inspiration Corner for today, as we play a song of faith and hope. And I'm going back to Red Foley. I had the absolute honor of singing this song at my good friend Roger's funeral a few years back. And that's a hard song to do, but it's a very beautiful song. Your Inspiration Corner is Peace in the Valley from Red Foley.
Oh, well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord will come and call me away. Oh, yes. Well, the morning's so bright and the Lamb is the light. And the night is as black as the sea. Oh, yes.
There will be peace in the valley for me someday.
There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh, Lord, I pray.
There'll be no sadness, no sorrow,
oh my Lord,
no trouble I see.
There will be peace in the valley for me. By the Lamb, oh yes. And the beast from the wild will be led by a child. And I'll be changed from this creature that I am, oh yes.
There will be peace in the valley for me someday.
There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray.
There'll be no sadness, no sorrow.
Oh my Lord, in
no trouble I see.
There will be peace in the valley for me.
Thank you for listening to Country Legends Jukebox with J.D.
Stomp, stomp them grapes and make that wine. Put it in a bottle, boys, and ship it on down the line. Well, I got up this morning and made it downtown. Started mighty early, just making my rounds. Well, I had me a woman, she left me alone. I've got to lose these blues before I take myself back home. So stop, stop them grapes and make that wine. Put it in a bottle, boys, and ship it on down the line. I said, stomp, stomp them grapes and make that wine. 'Cause there's a troubled man in trouble with a woman on his mind. What she should want to leave me is a deep, dark mystery. I may not find the answer, but I'll find me a judge. 'Cause I'm gonna do some drinking, boys, it's really gotten me buzzed. So stop, stop them grapes and make that wine. Put it in bottle, boys, and ship it on down the line. I said, stop, stop them grapes and make that wine.
Country Legends Jukebox, recorded 50 years ago this week, back in 1974, Mel Tillis and Stomp Them Grapes. Well, Ricky Skaggs started out when he was a teenager with Ralph Stanley's bluegrass band. It was Ricky Skaggs and his buddy Keith Whitley were in the Ralph Stanley Bluegrass Band. Then in the 80s and 90s, Ricky Skaggs took country music by storm, and after that, he went back to his bluegrass roots, and that's where he is right now. Well, it just so happens that this week in history, 41 years ago, March 19th, 1983, Ricky Skaggs was number one on the charts with a dynamite two-steppin' tune called I Wouldn't Change You If I Could.
I wouldn't change a single thing about you if I could. The way you are just suits me to a T. A princess in a storybook, a king upon his throne. That's what we are, and you belong to me. I wouldn't change you if I could. I love you as you are. You're all that I would wish for if I wished upon a star. Just
I'd leave them as they are. And come what may, I'd never change a thing. And if I were a potter and you a piece of clay, the only thing I'd change would be your name. I wouldn't change you if I could. Just the way you are, I wouldn't change you if I could.
Country Legends Jukebox with the great Ricky Skaggs. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and continue our tribute to Hank Locklin today with one of the biggest selling songs in country music history that he had on his RCA label. That is on the way next. And then in our remake, Heaven, it was a big hit for the dad, and then the daughter put it on one of her albums as well. That's our remake, Heaven, coming your way in just a couple of moments.
Country Legends Jukebox with Jay Dean, where the legends come.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. My name is Jay Dean. You're listening to Country Legends Jukebox. Our remake, Heaven, is coming up shortly, and it's a father and daughter doing the same song. The dad, a big country star, had a top 10 hit with this song back in 1956, and then his daughter, on one of her biggest albums ever, put the song on. That'll be our remake, Heaven, coming your way in about 3 minutes from right now. Decided to pay tribute to the great Hank Locklin today on Country Legends Jukebox. We're going to feature the RCA stuff now, and he had Chet Atkins as his producer. Boy, you can't go wrong with that. And they created this great sound, including this monster hit for him. Here's Hank Locklin and Send Me the Pillow That You Dream On.
Send me the pillow that you dream on. Don't you know that I still care for you? Send me the pillow that you dream on. Were true. Send me the pillow that you dream on, so darling I can dream on it too. Send that you dream on. Maybe time will let our dreams come true. Send me the pillow that you dream on, so darling I can dream on it too.
I've waited so long for you to write me, but just a memory's all that's left of you.
Send me the pillow that you dream on, so darling I can dream on it too.
are preserving the history of country music. We are keeping the greatest music in the world alive. This is Country Legends Jukebox with J.D.
You are the one, you're the one in my heart. You're my darling, my life's greatest thrill. Oh, you are the one in my heart, and I know that I love you and I always will. I've had some sweethearts and dear, so have you. I know I've done things that I shouldn't do. We've tasted life, both the bitter and the sweet. It helped us to know love when we chanced to meet. You are the one, you're the one in my heart. You're my darling, my life's greatest thrill. Oh, you are the one in my heart, and I know that I love you, and I always will. Heart, and I know that I love you and I always will. We paid for the future with tears from the past. It helped us to know when we found love at last. I didn't know what joy was till I'd been blue. I didn't know what love was till I met you. You are the one, you're the one in my heart. You're my darling, my life's greatest thrill. Oh, you are the one in my heart, and I know that I love you, and I always will.
Country Legends Jukebox 1956 from Carl Smith, and You Are the One. Welcome to Remake Heaven. Glenn Campbell had the number one song this week in 1977. You're going to hear that in about 3 minutes. But as part of our Remake Heaven, we had Carl Smith singing his big hit, You Are the One. His daughter, Carlene Carter, would honor her dad by adding that song to her big album called I Fell in Love. Here comes the second part of Remake Heaven. Here's Carlene Carter and You Are the One.
You are the one in my heart, and I know that I love you, and I always will. Country Legends Jukebox with J. Dean,
where the legends come alive.
Southern nights. Have you ever felt a southern night? Free as a breeze, not to mention the trees, whistling tunes that you know and love so. Southern nights, just as good even when closed your eyes. To anyone who can truly say that he has found a better way, yeah. Southern skies, have you ever noticed southern skies? Well, its precious beauty lies just beyond the eye. Running through the soul like the story's told of old. Old man, he and his dog that walked the old land. Every flower touched his cold hand as he slowly walked by, weeping willows and cry for joy.
Legends Jukebox, that was the number one song this week in 1977. Glenn Campbell and Southern Nights. Can you believe that Kenny Rogers has been gone 4 years already? Hard to believe. March 20th, 2020 is when Kenny Rogers died at the age of 81. One of the biggest stars in any form of music. Did you know that he sold over 100 million records worldwide during his lifetime? Absolutely incredible. And number one after number one after number one, including this one. Here's Kenny Rogers and She Believes in Me.
While she lay sleeping, I stay out late at night and play my songs. And sometimes all the nights can be so long. And it's good when I finally make it home all alone. While she lays dreaming, I try to get undressed without the light. And quietly she says, how was your night? And I come to her and say, it was all right. And I hold her tight. And she believes in me. She sees in me she was my girl, I could change the world with my little songs. I was wrong, but she has failed. Some special night, if my song is right, I will find a way, while she lays waiting. I stumble to the kitchen for a bite, then I see my old guitar in the night, just waiting for me like a secret friend. And there's no end while she lays crying. I fumble with a melody or two, then I'm torn between the things that I should do. Then she says to wake her up, God, her love is true. And she believes in me. I'll never know just what she sees in me. I told her someday, if she was my girl, I could change the world with my little songs. I was wrong, but she has faith in me, and so I go on trying faithfully. And who knows, maybe on some special night, if my song is right, I will find a way while she lays. While she waits for me.
What a voice, what a guy, we miss him, Kenny Rogers, and She Believes in Me. That was a prom theme from one of the many, many proms that I was invited to. I'm kidding, I was only invited to a few, but that was one of them. She Believes in Me from Kenny Rogers. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with more Hank Locklin right after this.
Country Legends Jukebox with Jay Dean, where the legends come alive.
Hey, howdy, partner. Welcome back to the show. It's Country Legends Jukebox, broadcast all over the world on many, many great radio stations. And, of course, you can listen to every show I've ever created by going onto my website, which is countrylegendsjukebox.com. Coming up, Willie Nelson had a number one hit this week in 1981, and it happens to be my personal all-time favorite Willie Nelson song. And then in a few minutes, the new segment called Songs I Thought Should Have Been a Hit. We're going to play a fun one from right around 1999, and it's a great album. I'll tell you all about that. Today we're paying tribute to the great music of Hank Locklin, and I really like this one. Here's Hank Locklin with Geisha Girl.
Have you ever heard a love song that you didn't understand? Where you met her in a tea house on the island of Japan? And have you ever traveled over many thousand miles to see a pretty geisha girl dressed in oriental style? They read it in the tea leaves and it's written in the sand. I found love by the heartful in a foreign distant land. Tell the home folks that I'm happy with someone that's true, I know. I love a pretty geisha girl where the ocean breezes blow. The sunrise from the waters of the sea, and wondered how much beauty in this whole world can there be. My dreams are all worth dreaming, and it makes my life worthwhile to see my pretty geisha girl dressed in Oriental style. They read it in the tea leaves, and it's written in the sand. I found love by the heartful in a foreign distant land. Tell the home folks that I'm happy with someone that's true, I know. I love a pretty geisha girl where the ocean breezes blow.
Country Legends Jukebox with Jay Dean.
Where the legends come alive.
If you had not have fallen, then I would not have found you. Angel flying too close to the ground. And I patched up your broken wing. Hung around a while. Trying to keep your spirits up. And your fever down. I knew someday that you would fly. Greatest healer to be found. So leave me if you need to. I will still remember you're flying too close to the ground. ¶¶
Country Legends Jukebox. Willie Nelson had the number one song this week in 1981. Angel Flying Too Close to the Ground, of course, from the Honeysuckle Rose soundtrack of the movie that was out with him and Diane Cannon at the time. It's Jerry Reed's birthday this week. We're going to honor him by playing a song from 1973 from Jerry Reed coming up in about 3.5 minutes from right now. First of all, welcome to our new segment called Songs I Thought Would Be a Hit. Back in 1999, Matresa Berg released an album called Lying to the Moon. And Matresa Berg is a songwriting goddess in Nashville. She's an icon, and she's written hits for literally everybody in Nashville. Well, she had her debut album coming out called Lying to the Moon, and I liked this album from start to finish. I'm not joking. The Things You Left Undone was fantastic. I Got It Bad was a fun single. Lying to the Moon was great. Baby Walk On was a great, great tune. And this song, I cannot believe, did not climb the charts faster than it did. It didn't even chart in the top 40 as far as I can recall. But they made a video of it, and the video did really, really well on the video channels. Anytime you get a group of girls together, you're going to have fun. This is Matresa Berg, Susie Boggess, Patti Loveless, Martina McBride, Faith Hill, and Trisha Yearwood from Matresa Berg's album called Lying to the Moon. Back in the saddle, baby.
I came down from the Cadillac Dude Ranch, hell saw nestled on the edge of town. For 14 days I've been herbal wrapped, mud packed, now I'm busting down. Well, I thought the Wild West wasn't for me. Then you walked up like a bow-legged dreamer. When you said yes, ma'am, I thought I'd scream.
Thank you for listening to Country Legends Jukebox with J.D.
I once was a rover on land and on sea till a good
my life had no meaning. Well, it was so incomplete till a good woman's love put me back on my feet. Now instead of roaming, I go home in the evening, and she's waiting there. And I know that no matter what happens, she'll always care. And so when the night falls and the stars shine above, well, I'm a man with a dream and a good woman's love. Now instead of roaming, I go home in the evening, and she's waiting there. And I know that no matter what happens, she'll always care. And so when the night falls and the stars shine above, I'm a man with a dream and a good woman's love.
Country Legends Jukebox, Jerry Reed, born in Atlanta, March 20th, 1937. That's his 1973 hit that I love. It's my favorite Jerry Reed song, called A Good Woman's Love. Here come the Buckaroos to take us up to top of the hour. Absolutely one of the best touring bands ever, the Buckaroos, for you on the show. We're going to take a break, come back with Hour 2 and the biggest selling single of Hank Locklin's career.
Country Legends Jukebox with Jay Dean, where the legends come alive.
Hey, welcome everybody to Hour number 2 of Country Legends Jukebox. My name is Jay Dean. Got an excellent hour coming up here, including your Forgotten 45 coming up in a few minutes from now, and a song that made me cry the first few times I heard it. Even after all these years, it still puts a lump in my throat. We'll see if you can remember that song coming up in just a few minutes from right now. We're paying tribute to the great Hank Locklin. Hank Locklin back in the 50s would have a song that would go number one for 14 weeks in a row. It would go top 10 on the pop field as well. He had great people in the studio with him, including Chet Atkins, and playing piano on this song, of course, the great Floyd Kramer. Here comes Hank Locklin, and Please Help Me, I'm Falling.
Please help me, I'm falling in love with you. Close the door to temptation. Don't let me walk through. Turn away from me, darling. I'm begging you to. Please help me, I'm falling.
As a kid, he sat by the stereo and played his classic country. He sat by the jukeboxes and pumped in dimes and quarters. And now, he's playing those classic country songs for you. This is Country Legends Jukebox with Jay Dean.
He came riding in on the sunrise on a hot West Texas day. A fancy man in a painted wagon with some fancy things to say. Looks like you folks need some water. Well, water is my game. And for the small price of $100, I bet you I can make it rain. So step back, non-believers, or the rain will never come. Someone stop that fire burning. Somebody beat the drum. He said, some may think I'm crazy for making all these claims. But I swear before this day is over, we folks are gonna see some rain.
They all just stood there staring, trying to believe. But there was one named Lizzie Cooper who said he was a lying cheat. She said, you call yourself a rain man, well, you ought to be ashamed. Starting all these people dreaming, thinking you can make it rain.
So step back, non-believers, or the rain will never come. Someone keep that fire burning. Somebody beat the drum. He said, some may think I'm crazy for making all these claims. But I swear before this day is over, you folks are gonna see some rain.
Hey, Lizzie, well, a man's got to have a dream. And if you can't walk on the inside with me, I'll meet you in between. Oh, come with me, Lizzie. and the stars will write your name. And if you still think I'm lying to you, look yonder, there comes the rain. Step back, non-believers, or the rain will never come. Someone keep that fire burning, somebody beat the drum. He said some may think I'm crazy for making all these claims, but I swear before this day is over, you folks are gonna see some rain.
Country Legends Jukebox. So this week in 1975, Tanya Tucker was in the studio. In the same recording session, she recorded Lizzie and the Rain Man and San Antonio Stroll. How about that? In the same year of 1975 is where our Forgotten 45 comes from today. The very first time I heard it, I would have been 11 years old when it came out. And it made me cry. I mean, I sat by the radio listening to the song, and it made me cry. And I knew that I had to have this song, so Mom went out and bought me the 45 of it. It was a pop hit and also a country hit. The country hit was Kenny Starr. He took it to number two for a couple weeks in a row. And I want to see if you can remember, and maybe you'll tear up like I do, The Blind Man in the Bleachers, your Forgotten 45.
He's just the blind man in the bleachers to the local hometown fans. And he sits beneath the speakers way back in the stands. And he listens to the play-by-play waiting for one name. He wants to hear his son get in the game. But the boy's just not a hero, he's strictly second team. Though he runs each night for touchdowns in his father's sweetest dreams. He's gonna be a star someday, though you might never tell. But the blind man in the bleachers knows he will. And the last game of the season is a Friday night at home. And no one knows the reason, but the blind man didn't come. And his boy looks kind of nervous, sometimes turns around and stares, just as though he sees the old man sitting there. The local boys are trying, but they slowly lose their will. Another player's down and now he's carried from the field. At halftime in the locker room, the kid goes off alone, and no one sees him talking on the phone. And the game's already started when he gets back to the team. And half the crowd can hear his coach yell, where the hell you been? Just getting ready for the second half is all he'll say. 'Cause now you're gonna let me in to play. And without another word he turns and runs into the game. And through the silence on the field, loudspeakers call his name. It'll make the local papers how the team came from behind when they saw him playing out his heart to win. And when the game was over, the coach asked him to tell what was it he was thinking of that made him play so well. Well, you knew my dad was blind, he said. Well, tonight he passed away. It's the first time that my father's seen me play.
Thank you for listening to Country Legends Jukebox with J.D.
hear people talking bad about the way they have to live here in this country. Harping on the wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be. I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you're walking on the fighting side of me. I read about some squirrely guy who claims that he just don't believe in fighting. And I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being free. They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. And when they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me. You're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you're walking on the fighting side of me.
Country Legends Jukebox. I think that song needs to make a big comeback. Number one this week in 1970, Merle Haggard and the Fightin' Side of Me. By the way, Toby Keith talking about his own song, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, the Angry American, said that the Fightin' Side of Me is the original Angry American song. Speaking of patriotic songs, it was this week in 1942, Elton Britt recorded There's a Star-Spangled Banner waving somewhere.
There's a Star-Spangled Banner waving somewhere in a distant land so many miles away. Only Uncle Sam's great heroes get to go there, where I wish that I could also live someday. I'd see Lincoln, Custer, Washington, and Perry, Nathan Hale, and Colin Kelly, too. There's a Star-Spangled Banner waving somewhere, waving o'er the land of heroes brave and true. In this war with its mad schemes of destruction, of our country fair and our sweet liberty, by the mad dictators, leaders of corruption, can't the U.S. use a mountain boy like me? God gave me the right to be a free American. For that precious right I'd gladly die. There's a Star-Spangled Banner waving somewhere. That is where I want to live when I die. Though I realize I'm I'm crippled, that is true, sir. Please don't judge my courage by my twisted leg. Let me show my Uncle Sam what I can do, sir. Let me help to bring the axes down a peg. If I do some great deed, I will be a hero. And a hero brave is what I want to be. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere. In that heaven there should be a place for me.
Did you know that that song, There's a Star-Spangled Banner Waving Somewhere, was the very first country single to receive a gold record? And that was Elton Britt, recorded this week in 1942. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more great music next.
Country Legends Jukebox with Jay Dean, where the legends come alive.
Welcome back to the big show, everybody. My name is Jay Dean. This is Country Legends Jukebox. An early Reba McEntire hit from 1980. She recorded it this week in history. Is coming up in about 3 minutes from right now. We're paying tribute today to the great Hank Locklin, who I had a chance to meet one time in Nashville, and I can tell you that he is as nice as he looks. What a great, great man, Hank Locklin. So normally when you record a Bill Anderson hit, you have a big hit with it. Well, it was that exact same thing that happened to Hank Locklin. Back in 1961, he took a song from Bill Anderson called Happy Birthday to Me, released it on the country charts, and had a top 10 smash with it. Here's Hank Locklin.
Today has been my birthday, and tonight I should be glad. But you weren't here to share it, and inside I hurt so bad. I didn't want your presence, just your kiss and company, and your lips to softly whisper happy birthday to me. But I came home all by myself and lit the candles, made a wish for you and love that used to be. I unwrapped the tiny package that I bought myself. Then I sang happy birthday. Sure you'd send me at least a birthday card, but the postman didn't even stop when he passed by my yard. You could have telephoned and eased a lot of misery. Instead, I called myself and said, happy birthday to. Then I came home all by myself and lit the candle, made a wish for you and love that used to be. I unwrapped the tiny package that I bought myself. Then I sang happy birthday.
Keeping it country.
Classic country.
This is Country Legends Jukebox with J.D.
I've been to Colorado where the mountains touch the sky, and I've done other things in life to lift my spirits high, but nothing that I've ever tried to do taken me as high as loving you. Cause you lift me up, up.
Jukebox. I'm a big Reba fan, especially the early stuff from the late 70s into the mid-1980s. Reba recorded that song this week in 1980 called You Lift Me Up to Heaven. So the three nominees for the Country Music Hall of Fame for 2024 were announced the other day in Nashville, Tennessee. To no one's surprise, the late, great Toby Keith is going to make his way into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Legendary guitarist, great, great guy, James Burton is going into the Country Music Hall of Fame. He played guitar for Johnny Cash, for Elvis Presley, for John Denver, Emmylou Harris, Carlene Carter, Mark Colley on their albums. I mean, he played all over the place. And I'm really excited about this, the great John Anderson is going into the Country Music Hall of Fame, finally. Way to go, John Anderson. I doubt this ever guy was an old chunk of coal, but you're definitely a diamond right now, John Anderson.
Hey, I'm just an old chunk of coal, but I'm gonna be a diamond. Till I'm so blue, pure, perfect, I'm gonna put a smile on everybody's face. I'm gonna kneel and pray every day, lest I should become vain along the way. I'm just an old chunk of coal now, Lord, but I'm gonna be a diamond someday. I'm gonna learn the best way to walk. I'm gonna search and find a better way to talk. I'm gonna spit and polish my old rough edge self till I get rid of every single flaw. I'm gonna be the world friend. I'm gonna go around shaking everybody's hand. Hey, I'm gonna be the cotton picking rage of the age. I'm gonna be a diamond someday.
chunk of coal. But I'm gonna be a diamond someday. I'm gonna grow and glow till I'm so blue, pure, perfect. I'm gonna put a smile on everybody's face. I'm gonna kneel and pray every day, lest I should become vain along the way. Hey, I'm just an old chunk of coal now, Lord, but I'm gonna be a diamond someday.
Country Legends Jukebox with Jay Dean, where the legends come alive.
The nights were dark and long. I spent a million all alone, but I never once stopped loving you. I never once stopped believing we'd love again the way we used to do. And today, when you came back, my patience was rewarded, for I never once stopped loving you. I could have loved, but I chose to wait and suffer, for I never once stopped loving you. And I prayed to God to guide you till I could be beside you, and I never once stopped loving. Today, when you came back, my patience was rewarded, for I never once stopped loving you.
Country Legends Jukebox, recorded this week in 1970. Connie Smith and I Never Once Stopped Loving You, a song written by Bill Anderson and Jan Howard. One thing I like about doing this radio show is I'm not afraid to go way back in time and play something from the 1940s, especially when it was number one. That's the case right now. This is 80 years ago this week. That's right. You heard right. 80 years ago this week, on March 18th, 1944, Floyd Tillman had his only number one hit, with a song called They Took the Stars Out of Heaven.
Thank you.
the stars out of heaven the day they took her from me. All the sunshine and sweet things in life are all just a memory. I'll never find another sweetheart, I know it never can be. They took the stars out of heaven the day they took her from me. Took the stars out of heaven the day they took her from me. All the sunshine and sweet things in life are all just a memory. I'll never find another sweetheart, I know it never can be. They took the stars out of heaven the day they took her from me.
Number one, 80 years ago this week, Floyd Tillman and his favorite Playboys, and they took the stars out of heaven. We'll take a break. We'll come back. I have one more from Hank Lachlan coming your way in just a few minutes.
Country Legends Jukebox with J.D.
Hey, welcome everybody to the final segment for Country Legends Jukebox for this week. My name is Jay Dean. Want to remind you one more time that every show I've ever created, well over 300 shows waiting for you at my website, which is countrylegendsjukebox.com, countrylegendsjukebox.com. Also check out my Facebook page. We are over 32,000 strong followers on my Facebook page for Country Legends Jukebox. We've been paying tribute to the great Hank Lachlan today. Sadly, and I mean sadly, Hank Lachlan is not in the Country Music Hall of Fame yet, and that's just kind of a travesty in my opinion. But even though Hank Lachlan is not in the Country Music Hall of Fame, he did have a top 10 song back in 1967 called the Country Hall of Fame.
I was roaming around in Nashville in the state of Tennessee, for I love that country music. It's as soulful as can be. I have gathered their records, for I cherish every name. So I found myself a-standing in the Country Hall of Fame. My heart beat somewhat faster as I walked in through the door, for I heard the sound of voices I had often heard before. A happy kind of sadness brought a teardrop to my eye. Now I'll tell you what I saw there, and I'm sure that you'll see why. Jimmy Rogers, Railroad Leonard, and his faithful old guitar. I could hear that old blue yodel coming from somewhere afar. Roy Acuff in bronze likeness with the great Fred Rose, his friend. And I heard that Wabash cannonball somewhere around the bend. The guitar of Eddie Arnold, memories of cattle call. Chet Atkins
We'll be with him when the work's all done this fall. From the autumn harp of Maybell, wildwood flowers seem to ring. Riley Puckett and Git Tanner, how they all could pick and sing. I could hear George Hay announcing as I stood there in the room. I could hear Tex Ritter singing his classic song, High Noon. Minnie Pearl, so glad to be there, and Hank Snow keeps moving on. May the Lord bless those still living and the ones who's joined his throne. Cowboy Copas, Hawkshaw Hawkins, Gentleman Jim and Patsy Cline, Rod Bradfield, Ira Lubin, these stars will always shine. Ernest Tubb, the great Red Foley, and Hank Williams, bless his name. Though some are gone, they'll live forever in the Country Hall of Fame.
Are preserving the history of country music. We are keeping the greatest music in the world alive. This is Country Legends Jukebox with J.D.
Before you take another step, there's something you should know about the years ahead and how they'll be. You'll be living in a world where roses hardly ever grow. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me.
Legends Jukebox. Do you want to hear something wild? Charlie Pride would have been 90 years old this week. Isn't that hard to realize? Charlie Pride, born March 18th, 1934, of course, in Sledge, Mississippi. He pursued a baseball career and then turned to country music. Had over 50 hit records on his way into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Happy birthday to the legendary Charlie Pride. Well, Earl Thomas Conley was in the studio this week in history back in 1975, but he was in the studio kind of as a songwriter trying to become a big country star. Earl Thomas Conley, this week in 75, recorded a song called I Have Loved You Girl, But Not Like This Before. He recorded it for the first time. However, he didn't like the way it turned out. It would be another 8 years later that Earl Thomas Conley would record the version he liked, which is this one. It's a number one hit, I Have Loved You Girl.
I have held you, girl, but you ain't never made me feel so good before. Love me some more. And I have kissed you, girl, but your lips ain't never tasted quite so sweet and warm. I have loved you, girl, but I ain't never really loved you from my heart. But tonight I'm gonna start.
Listening to Country Legends Jukebox with J.D.
He looked down into her brown eyes and said, say a prayer for me. She threw her arms around him, whispered, God will keep us free. They could hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take me back to Texas, they won't take me back alive. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
Reached down and picked the gun up that lay smoking in his hand. She said, Father, please forgive me. I can't make it without my man. And she knew the gun was empty, and she knew she couldn't win. But her final prayer was answered when the rifles fired again. There was seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. Seven Spanish angels took another angel home. All right, y'all, help me now.
There were seven Spanish angels
at the altar,
of the sun.
Oh, I believe
they were praying for the lover
that it was
in the valley of the gun.
Well.
When the battle stopped and smoke cleared,
there was
Country Legends Jukebox. That was the number one song this week in 1985. Ray Charles, Willie Nelson, Seven Spanish Angels. Taking us out of here, I want you to hear the magic of Ricky Skaggs and his band back in the 80s doing the old Bill Monroe tune called Wheelhouse. Kick it, boys. That is called Wheelhouse, and that's going to wrap up our show for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. Country Legends Jukebox.